Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, sports teams, as they say, you try to have an enjoyable experience, but every once in a while you go through some situations with tens of thousands of fans packed into a place. So the Pirates, according to their employee handbook, they instruct their employees at PNC Park to adhere to the same philosophy as far as having a pleasant and wonderful, almost Disney-like experience. One of them failed to exercise that proper amount of restraint based on a video of an altercation that unfolded when the team hosted the Padres on Sunday afternoon. According to CBS News, an unnamed worker witnessed two fans harassing an employee at a concession stand. And I don't know what that argument was about. But
that is my question, as I've seen this video. Is what were they saying to that security guard before he kind of loses?
Well, what were they saying to the concession stand worker to get him to come over and intervene in the first place?
Yeah. Right.
So he comes over. They're talking to the woman who's serving them.
All right.
And I'm not sure what that was all about. But either way, now it turns to this guy who is trying to get them away from her. Now, then it started getting to physical. I don't know what they were saying to each other because you really cannot hear the audio.
All right. I have not seen this video.
But they are in each other's face.
Oh, it's good.
They're right. In each other's face. The one dude has got about 6 inches shorter. Looks like he's got about a 6-inch reach disadvantage as well on this guy. But he doesn't care. He is just jabbering, jabbering, jabbering. So this guy's had enough. He gets a couple in, right? Well, then this guy starts to spit at him, and he repeatedly spits, maybe 2 or 3 times or attempts to. I'm not sure that he hit him.
Correct. The security guard kind of gives him a good punch.
Yeah.
You're right, but then he goes back and he keeps spitting at him.
Right, I'm watching this now.
And then
they're definitely in each other's face. So this has gotten personal.
That's when the security guard does something I've never seen before. He basically takes his belt off. All right?
Yeah.
And starts whipping this guy with it.
Well, now the guy wants nothing to do with
him. Starts beating him. I have never seen a grown man take a belt off and beat another man before it. That was a move that I've never seen.
Okay, wait, the belt's coming now. The belt's coming out. So the other guy ran away, but then the other guy's now taken off his coat and hat, and he has come back.
Yes, exactly. But the other guy's like, the hell with it. It's almost like when you're trying to scare the living bejesus out of your kid, so you start taking the belt off. I mean, trust me.
It worked for me.
I've watched the belt taken off a lot more than I've been hit with it. That was just like, keep talking.
If I saw the belt come off, I also got hit. There was never a bluff, man.
There was never a bluff on the
belt? There was never a bluff.
Oh, I got a couple bluffs.
Like, if he plays chicken, he ain't driving off the road. I'm just letting you know, man.
Yeah, like the way they make it snap.
He didn't even do that. He didn't make it a big production. To my father's credit, right, he did not make it a big production. Like, you knew you were in trouble. He starts reaching for the belt. He's not waiting for you to say anything. He's not waiting for you to plead your case. Like, the belt is going to come off and is going to make contact with your ass. And so he wasn't like a guy that like snapped it first. Like the belt came out and it was on your ass.
Yeah.
That was it. But to your point, there was no production, so it sucked worse. 100% of the time he undid it. You're like, oh no. So I hear these stories. Man, my dad would do this. I'm like, no, man, if he pulled the belt out, it was hitting your ass.
Yep.
Period.
Now we go to Ohio, where a Wellsville man is facing an assault charge after allegedly punching an employee at an East Liverpool Dairy Queen over an incorrect order.
Come on.
Mike had this story the other day in headlines. There was a shift change going on at, the Dairy Queen, and so it was taking his food a little bit longer. I do not know if he was in line at the drive-thru or he was waiting inside, but either way, obviously
he was inside.
He came inside at some point in time. And according to police, they were called there. It's 4:30 in the afternoon. The victim told officers that the male customer became angry about an incorrect food order. So the employee said the man continued to yell after being told to stop by other employees. She stated that she said, look, we're going to correct the situation. Just give us a second. The man then went behind the counter in an area not allowed for customers and punched the woman in the jaw. The victim and a witness told police that a male employee intervened. This kid who intervened, he's not a male employee. I mean, he's a male. Yes. He's also a child. I don't know.
Right.
This kid looks like he's 12. It looked like, you know, like a baby monkey jumping on the back of mom. I mean,
right.
He's just trying to hold this dude down. He's
all right.
A little dude because he's a kid. But he did intervene and struck the man in the back of the head before leaving the restaurant. So then the man takes off. Police posted a video and a photo of the assailant on Facebook, asked for the public's health. The post was later updated to state the individual had been identified and was in custody. Court records say the guy is 61 years old. His name is James Wicker. He was arraigned Thursday and pleaded not guilty to an assault charge and misdemeanor. And he was let right out of the courtroom. And no jail time for that guy.
Come on, man.
Jumped behind a counter. Punched a woman in the face.
Well, has he gone through like the whole process or just like...
I mean, he might do a night or so, but what I'm saying is typically I would think that if you would assault someone and you were to be arrested for that, that you might end up in a cell for a few hours or anything like that.
Oh, so they just processed him. That
they
was
just
it.
Put him in right into court, and judge said, this is your deal, and get out of here, and now you're on
bail. Damn.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back and forth, right? Somebody like that, like, he could also not have a blemish, so you get in front of the judge, and they'll just go, all right, you're on your own reconnaissance. You got to come back and do the court date.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes I agree. When it's assault, I don't, right? Certain things, I go, like there's nothing else on this guy's record, right? Just, let's cut him some slack. If it's assault, like, dude, he assaulted someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's at a Dairy Queen, there's not even a good story. I'm waiting to hear. I don't know.
I'm with you. I just know from my personal experience.
How
depending on where you are, it varies greatly, right?
Sure.
And I looked at that woman and I said, I don't have anything on my record. She goes, you're the wrong color in the wrong jail.
Yeah.
Right? Thousands of dollars. So this guy, probably because he's older, was like, I just freaked out. They were like, all right.
You're in the right color in the right jail.
I'd ask him, wait, what did you order from Dairy Queen? And if I agreed, then I'd be mad if I didn't get that.
How about you got chicken strips with French fries and Texas toast?
You think that's it?
I believe so.
They're supposed to have good burgers.
That's supposed to be one of their gold standards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Our question, I can't believe an argument about blank led to a physical confrontation. 206-803-ROCK.
If you ever want to lay a trap for Miles, put out Texas toast and potato wedges.
Yes. There he is hanging from the tree now by his ankle.
Well, I'm just saying.
With the Texas toast in the middle of the forest.
Just a smile that comes over his face. He's like, Texas toast.
God, it's so good.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
French toast.
How'd you trap him?
You name it.
Texas
and like,
toast.
Most people would go shot of whiskey. It's like, no.
Texas toast.
He's already been out there with his whiskey. You just lay out some Texas toast, buttered garlic, some potato wedges.
Yeah.
You catch one.
You got the Pepperidge Farm, Texas toast, garlic bread.
Oh, dude, yes.
Oh, man.
Next level.
Better than anything you made on the whole plate.
He circled around the Texas toast, and then we put some butter on it.
I'm not kidding you.
Poof.
I don't care what you made as a meat or a side, that Texas toast is going to win.
Yeah, baby.
It's going to be the best
basically,
thing.
The trap is just a little toaster oven with Texas toast and potato wedges.
That's it.
I'll smell
Texas toast.
We got ourselves a Miles.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Not again.
Hola.
Hola.
All right, gentlemen, I got a quick story for you. So I was 20. My brother was 22. We had an apartment together in Woodinville. We always got along really well. And I got home from a crappy day of construction. And my brother was sitting in the chair watching TV. Eating some watermelon. I wanted him to change the channel. I don't know what to. Anyways, I was not in the mood. He threw a piece of watermelon at me. We got to have some words. He got up. I tagged him with a quick left and what I thought was a really strong right. He did not move. He's a brick house. And he hit me so hard that I fell backwards about 5 feet and my butt went through the drywall and I was stuck. I literally could not get out of the drywall.
This is an older brother?
He we both started laughing and we shrugged it off. He could have just had his way from there. But
was he your older brother, you said?
Yeah, he was 22 at the time. I was 20.
Okay. All right. Was he that much bigger than you or just that much stronger?
You know, we're both.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Like, you know, 5'9 and stuff, and we're both real stout and pretty strong. I mean, anybody we've ever gotten a fight with, we hit, they felt it. And so I thought I got him good, man. But, we're stout guys. We're not huge fat guys, but, no, we're thick.
Okay, well, you do construction. What's he do for a living?
I used to do construction. I'm an appraiser now. He's a UPS driver.
Okay. All right. Well, see, those guys are in shape.
Lifting all that crap and doing all that kind of stuff.
I mean,
man.
Seriously, man. If you're a UPS driver, the amount of steps you put in every day, all the lifting that you do and everything else, probably do not need to work out or go to the gym.
You ever shocked by the some of the Amazon drivers, right? So you get Amazon drivers that are in Amazon trucks. They're built like the UPS FedEx guys. I understand. But you get those people that kind of like third-party themselves, driving around their Prius, they'll drop some packages. Yeah. There are some squirrely-looking people dropping off the packet. You know, like everyone else has a uniform, so even if they look like they had a rough night the night before, you still understand that they're putting some kind of professional representation here, you know, no matter how they feel. But, man, there are some dudes that roll up, and I'm like, who the F is this? Then I realize, okay, they have a package. My wife has ordered something. Fine. I don't know what's in the package, but, like, there's no way they visually saw you and gave you this job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? Like, whatever was on your resume, fantastic for you. But there's no way they saw you and said, yes, let's hire that.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.